What's going on, people? Welcome back to Sliders Podcast, best podcast out here. You are joined by your host, Tom, voice of the streets.
Who's Tav, founder of the pod, aka the champion.
And
You've also got your boat.
Cat got your tongue.
You've also got your boy, Where's Mo? Find him on the pod, aka the wild card.
I bet. And today we're talking about the descendants of Eve, the daughters of Eve.
You know they're going to see another episode.
I know.
Depending on which one comes out.
Actually, fair, because most likely this episode can come out this weekend.
Yeah.
Even though we recorded the episode before, they've got the episode before this one. Yeah. But actually, no, we did record another episode before this one, but we meant to talk about this, but we got sidetracked.
Oh. True.
Yes, yes, we
so did. Anyway, the Thailand has been running rampant. Have you guys heard of Sleep Bay?
Sleep Bay. Yes, we have
heard of Sleep Bay.
You know what? When we post the clip for this for this episode, we can post the screen recording.
Yeah, I can put
that. Oh, should we though? I feel like that's mean, you know.
Shut up, bro.
These are real human beings, Tom. Imagine you're there on someone's YouTube channel with your mouth open.
I'm not gonna lie, Tav. If I get caught lacking, I get caught lacking. It's
no, Tom. It's be peak. Honest. You're gonna be
no Tav. It's honestly be.
You're gonna pull up
Tav,
to the yard.
Tav, deeper. We're getting like what? Maybe 300 views on this video. This brother's already over, all over the timeline.
That's true.
So because everyone else did it, it's okay.
No, I'm just saying, people like no one.
But what are we?
Where do we
doing?
Draw the line?
Anyway, Sleep Bay.
So you want to put this? He's a black man for crying out loud. Tom.
What? I don't understand this. I hate when you do this.
What do you mean?
So he's a black man, and just, so
no,
what? Fam?
We already got sidetracked by race or whatever.
Oh yeah, don't
no,
even.
No. I'm sorry, but that's just how I feel.
No, but like Taff, I'm not gonna lie. I'm all for holding
your
own
accountable.
Champion,
Sleep Bay. Go ahead.
We hold our own accountable, and this brother was moving mad.
He didn't do anything wrong. Who was wrong was the person who exposed.
No. He wanted to move mad. He moved mad. Then he started flapping guns, denying him like Peter denied Jesus.
Tell us the story.
All right. So my screen recorded it. So we will actually post this with the clip. So go check our Instagram if you want to see the video. So pretty much there was this guy. In the purest sense of the word, he was a bum. He was sleeping in this girl's yard, taking up her electricity, her food.
Existing?
What's it called? And pretty much, and he
can't. This is all with her consent. Hold on. So she allowed him to
hold
do
on.
This.
Hold on. Mo, I'm getting to that. Don't worry.
I'm just giving fair sides.
I'm getting to that. And he was just pretty much taking the mic. Like, doing them was, mom was using her. And fair enough, she let this shit run. Anyway, next thing you know, my man starts flapping gum saying, I don't know that girl, denying her, rah, 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 chatting his shit. And the girl was like, yeah, bet. Now post a whole Snapchat story. It was a whole story time. It was beautiful. Then she's now posting pictures of him fast asleep on her bed.
Tell him the position,
videos,
fam.
Like, cheeks tooted up. And he was like,
bro, mouth like, open, twist up like a contortionist.
Tongue was hanging out of his mouth. There was a video of him singing in high pitch in her kitchen.
You know what's funny about that video, yeah? It's just a man enjoying the song, isn't it? But with the context, he just looked like a dickhead. Bro's there singing all goofy and shit. Like, it's so innocent. But he looks like a complete melon.
Fair enough.
But what's it called? Anyway, even at the end of the video, there's him being kicked out of her yard with his stuff in bin bags, carrying his stuff into a taxi in bin bags. And she's laughing at him from her window. Then at the very end of the video, there's a video of him going mad because he's now clocked that she's posted all this shit on Snapchat.
Mm.
And it's gone viral.
And you know what he did?
So my man is trying to fight her in the yard. There's other people.
I mean, I don't know. We don't know about fight. I mean, it's easy to say it is.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure.
But he was reaching.
I'm pretty sure that's what the video is captioned as, bro.
Yeah, she captioned it. But why would she? Why would she caption it otherwise?
You could caption anything of a man screaming.
Exactly, bro.
Big man, this brother looks aggressive. Okay, he's upset.
He's upset, okay, but you don't know that he's actually trying to.
Either way, this brother's trying to fight her.
Tom's story was very biased.
Tom is very biased. Bro.
Very, very biased.
Hold on. Can I finish, please?
Anyway, I mean, you got to the end of it.
Anyway, yeah. People are now posting, oh, look at this dickhead, rah, rah, rah. Then now they're saying, oh, how did he get hurt? And there's a picture of him, like, slumped, sleeping, tongue out, just... And her, just her face. Okay. Now, here's my opinion on it. He's a dickhead for being a bum. She's a dickhead for being taken for an idiot. And that's my opinion, straight up. It's like, bruv, fair enough that he was a bum. It's not the first we've seen of it. It won't be the last. This L that she took wasn't public. It wasn't really public. Not like it is now.
True.
Like, it wouldn't have left maybe that circle. Maybe the people that he was talking to denying her. But now, she has made it publicly known that she was taken for a dickhead.
She was harboring a bum. Harboring
Facts.
A bum.
Max.
A squatter.
So he's a bum and she's a melon.
Hold on. Is she... She's not a melon. She was kind. And who knows if he took advantage of that kindness.
Oh, no.
But all we know for Allow sure is it. That he did not show gratitude for her kindness by denying her in public.
Bro.
You get me?
Nah, she's a melon.
Because if he was in the yard for days on end, yeah, it was mutual.
No, but look at the shit she was
saying.
And
when it came time to kick man out, she could kick him out. So you could have kicked him out at any point.
No, but look what she was saying. Like, oh, when you didn't have a place to stay, I'll give you a place to stay. Why are you... No, but why are you enabling bum behavior?
Okay, bro, can I read
people
that
fall on...
He's a DJ. Go ahead.
Call me problematic. Be scared of me. I don't care, to be honest. Because this guy has used me from the beginning. Moved to my friend first, then tried it with me. He lacked love and attention. I've tried in the best of my abilities to be able to give that to him. Little did I know he was fucking other girls and denying me in public. I've drawn him out because he made me feel ugly. He made me feel like there was something wrong with me when I was suicidal and he didn't feel any remorse. Do you want to deny video of me when we had sex? And this video of him dancing. The video of him with his cheeks tooted up.
I mean, honestly, the only thing about him...
I'm not gonna lie, bro. This is the worst one.
The way he sleeps is just disgusting.
Man had... Look at this worst one. You are a grown man. Man had the towel tied around his chest.
Yeah, the way he tied the towel and it was casual.
And he's just standing there drinking.
He had the towel tied up to his chest. You know, arms tucked together, pulled up the towel, and he was eating.
The reason it looks so bad is because he looks bummy because of his beard and his hair.
Yeah, but bro,
if he had a fresh trim, yeah, and he was sitting there like that, you just say that's cute. Every girl had posted that with a nice caption.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's still
the guy may still be corned for wearing that, but girls would be like, oh, that's cute. He's cute. Guys would be like, oh yeah, bro, fix up.
Girls ain't saying that.
No.
Man has the towel wrapped up around here. That's a bit
mad. Fam, you do what you want when you're with your girl. He was comfortable.
You sound like you've done something.
All I'm saying is that when you're with your SO, so that's girl, guy, or whatever, you know, whatever you fancy nowadays, you know, you're more comfortable to an extreme. So if you're recorded when you're more comfortable, then you might feel like it's a violation of your privacy.
Okay.
Because
it is.
She recorded that, and as long as she keeps that to herself, then it's not that bad. But she's gonna post it. So, but fair enough. The reason why she posted it is fair enough. So, I'm not getting at her for that. Yeah. But it's clear that he never wanted that to see the light of day.
But then again, it goes back to the Ali thing, fam, with Squid Game. Like, the world doesn't reward stupidity. Like, you let him stay there for a long time. Like, I understand her even in like letting him stay there in the first place. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then maybe she should have had a cutoff point. You know, like how long he could stay, mm-hmm. what he could or couldn't do, you know, the arrangement, you know, the sleeping arrangement and all that stuff there. Like, he didn't do anything wrong until he denied her.
Being
a bum isn't a crime.
He was also fucking other girls, bro.
Were they in a relationship?
Exactly.
We don't know that.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm just saying, apparently they had an arrangement for her to be able to feel violated that he's fucking other girls. That's number one. They had some sort of, because we can't just deny they didn't have some sort of like relationship. No, not I'm not saying they were boyfriend girlfriend, but they obviously did have some sort of ongoing relationship.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, their relationship agreement it can be.
It was clearly one sided.
Well, I don't even know about one sided. I'm just saying.
No, he could very much. He had confidence that he could go to her if he needed a place to stay, some food, or a beat. Yeah, and he would get it 100%. But he would never claim her in public for who knows what reasons. But either way, they were clearly never established boyfriend and girlfriend. If they were maybe, what's that word? Exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even if they were, maybe they were that. But even then, I doubt it. Bro, she clearly was just too attached to someone that didn't feel the same like energy towards her. But she didn't want to see reason.
What we're seeing is a situationship gone wrong. That's what this is. If we're really unpacking the situation. Anyway,
what has stemmed from this is that there was a tweet I will read out.
Tom spends a lot of time on Twitter nowadays.
Yeah.
It's for the podcast.
Of course it is.
Anyway, there's a tweet that I need to read out by the Cheek Clapping Connoisseur. Shout out, Mike.
Solid name.
Anyway, today men should confront women and ask them, how many times have you taken a pic of me while I was sleeping? The receipt would be mad. Now the daughters of Eve have shown their true colors. They all move like 007. Taking hella pictures.
How many pictures of you are on there, Tom?
How many pictures of me?
Yeah, on the timeline.
You don't need to talk about that. But
no, wait. The only question
no,
I have...
There's no pictures of me on the timeline. But I did find out there's a couple pictures of me on some girl's phone.
Okay, now here's interesting.
And you know the way Tom sleeps.
Oh, that's true, actually. That's true.
All I'm saying, I'm going to be polite for now on about the girls I've linked because I don't need that stress on Twitter.
No, but here's the thing is like, is it weird if they're taking pictures of you and you're together and it's an established relationship? Or is it weird? Is it more weird or is it only weird if they're like random things? So it's a one night thing, like there's nothing serious going on, but you still think it's normal to be taking pictures of me.
I think it's weird either way. And the fact that we didn't know until we have now asked. Because come up on the timeline. You have kept them on your phone without our knowledge. You have taken pictures of us unconscious.
And it's for days like those, fam, when Tom moves mad and it's like, all right, time to pattern this guy. Face is there. And you're sleeping. But I can see how casual it is. Imagine just on a random link, yeah? Like a one-night stand. They're just like, they're snapping someone. You know how people take pictures when they snap?
Oh, yeah.
And they just snap your face. It'd be so casual and carefree. It would just bam, send it to the group chat. Like, this is what it looks like.
I found out today a couple of pictures have been taken of me.
And what, did you tell them to leave it?
I was like, why did you do it? And they were like, it was funny. I was like,
yeah.
I was just sleeping.
Have you seen the pictures?
I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, but if you look funny, then if it's funny, it's funny, Tom.
Bruv, no, some of them, I was actually just passed out. My mouth closed. I was literally, my eyes were just closed. I was sleeping. They'll still take the picture. I'm just happy. There's a picture of my brother that was slept butt naked. And the girl took a picture of him on his stomach, butt naked, but her hand is on his cheek.
No, that one.
That's a violation.
I beg that they're actually together in real life. And it's not like some random thing.
No, I'm not gonna lie. This picture will always. Listen, you know what? I think my Twitter should be linked somewhere. So I'll retweet it if you want to go see the picture I'm talking about.
You know what it is, yeah? I don't think this happened. This proves that it's not just famous people that it happens to, fam. Like, Mo, you remember when.
He said his girl.
Mo, right, remember when Justin Bieber had it happen to him?
What happened to him?
Like, when the girl took a picture when he was sleeping.
No, what happened?
Remember, it was years ago, to be fair. Like,
what was the response? What was the response to
2013? Like, it just came out, you know, them celebrity scandals, like he's there sleeping with other women, all that nonsense.
Oh, and then
it happened to Wayne Rooney. Well, I think, was it confirmed that it was Wayne Rooney?
Wayne Rooney, yeah. So, wait, he was in like some
hotel, who knows what he was
some
in?
Some room, anyway, I don't know where he was. From destitute place.
Like, just
he was sleeping. It looked like he was sleeping.
Yeah.
But it was just girls, like, scantily clad, naked girls just hanging about. Like three or four of them around him in the darkness, and one of them took a picture of him.
For all we know, they broke up. They broke into his room while he was sleeping.
I think that's why celebrities have that no phone policy, fam.
I mean,
if you're a rapper, there's just more. Like, if you're just famous, there's more incentive to have it done to you.
Of course, there's more to lose.
If there's more clout. But I don't know why regular John Wayne's just getting their pictures taken.
I don't know. Like, bro,
well, situations like this, I guess.
I found my situation taken. I was like, I don't understand why they did it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, could you delete it, please? They were like, okay. One of them asked me why. I was like, what the fuck do you mean why?
Yeah, why they should delete it?
I was like, why'd you take it in the first place?
No, to be fair, why should you delete it?
To be fair, if someone takes a picture of you, it's theirs.
It's theirs.
No, but yeah. Number one, there was some element of trust that they're not going to move a bit mad in my yard.
No, but what do you mean? Was it established? Is that written down?
Yeah. Was it even a verbal agreement?
Trust me, Tom.
All I'm saying,
if she was to sell that pic on eBay,
all I'm saying, if there was a girl butt naked on a bed sleeping, and a guy took a picture,
but Tom, those aren't the pictures that
argue for my man. Do yours.
And this is his girl.
Are you butt naked on someone's timeline?
No.
Okay,
I don't sleep naked.
Well, good for you. You could be there too.
No chance.
But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we don't need to go all the way to. I'm just like, if it was a woman.
I'm just like, why? I don't understand it. I don't understand the purpose.
It's entertaining.
What entertainment is this?
It's like a meme, isn't it? Because my man, the way he was sleeping, who sleeps with their legs just curled up?
No, what he did was wrong. Like, there's deeper issues. Like, there's issues for both people in that situation.
Bro slept like God did after on the seventh day when God rested.
But I think above all, her pride was she was hurt. Above all, I think it was, I don't think it was a logical move to just start posting everything.
It was emotional, of course it was.
Like, it was like, bro, because she's now, her market is finished.
No, it's not. It's the internet, man. This will blow over next week. Something new on the timeline.
Okay, first of all, Taff, in sixth form, I remember in that DMU accommodation, I was like, I was shot in front of her.
Yeah.
She's probably doing well in life.
Okay, yeah, no, she probably went on to pursue a career.
Imagine her face became known.
Her face was known. She was on camera. She smiled.
No, but
no, it wasn't in good quality.
So we actually couldn't see her face.
Fair enough.
Like, bro, remember what happened? Like, when we were young. That brother that got caught eating pooch on the staircase.
Dominic Soler.
Dem was there. He was finished.
You know his name.
He's
still
a trendsetter.
He was finished.
He comes around as often as Mariah Carey and Father Christmas. He has his holiday up there with them, man. Fam. Each year, Dominic Soler comes up.
That's disgusting.
It's a shame.
Yeah, bro, he was finished. Don't say it's the internet. The internet
I'm saying
within her, like, within that area, because I guarantee most people, I'm pretty sure, where's she from?
No clue.
And where is she from? Within that area, at least within the black community, because this is black Twitter, I guess. Or maybe even put out to the white community or other communities, people will recognize her as the girl that was enabling.
Only for the near future.
No, it's not that
I'm
deep.
Telling you, she's not going to make
then
it. Date,
then dating is going to be long for a few, for a little bit.
Nah.
Dating will be very...
Yeah, but she's...
Bro, you overestimate how much people care about the stuff that happens on the internet, bro.
All I'm saying, if man them clock who you actually were...
Nah.
Would you like to date her? Date a girl that happened to?
Nah, fair enough.
Like, so wait, you wouldn't like to? Why not?
If I knew her and I knew that she was out here exposing any man that did her wrong.
Yeah, but then you only have to be worried if you're going to do her wrong.
But you don't know if you're going to do someone wrong.
No, but like the way he did. See, the only thing is what he did was actually... very bad mind, and that he used her and then was denying her.
Is
right?
It bad to deny? We don't know what his reasons were for denying her in public.
Listen. So wait, I'm not saying that it's...
What if it was for her own protection? Sleep Bay denied her in public for her own protection. No,
wait,
maybe.
Let's just stop here, Taff. Let's stop this. Wait, bro. I'm not saying that denying a woman or the other woman is fucking crime of the year. No one's saying that shit.
Yeah, fair enough.
But from her perspective, and it's completely fair for her to think this way, which is why I think so many people will back her in this sense, is that, well, for her emotion, for the way she responded, is because he used her as a place to eat, sleep, beat.
Don't know if he used her.
She put it as, he used me. So from her from her perspective, he used her.
You know what's bad about that statement, he used me? Wait, hold on. What's bad about that statement, he used me? Until the situation turned sour, it would have been, I helped him. But ungrateful, he used me.
Yes, but that's the way the world works, fam. If you're grateful for something, then why would it be classed as using? You're helping someone that you purport to love, they purport to love you back. Maybe I don't know if you.
Is her perspective down to whatever?
What do you mean?
She helped him,
She helped him. He asked and then he threw it back in her face. So that's using somebody, Taff. That's point blank period. What are you talking about?
No, that's him being ungrateful, but it's not him using.
No, that's using somebody. No, that's using.
He's being an ungrateful.
Don't make me pull out.
Nonsense.
We're doing Google definitions. Google definitions.
Look for your definitions, fam, but use common sense.
No, hold on. Hold on, Taff.
What do you mean common sense? Taff, you're dying to defend this guy. And you, no, you gotta tell
I'm
me.
I'm not
why.
Defending him.
You gotta tell me.
I'm not defending him. I'm not defending him.
What's
I'm
his
literally
name?
Just saying.
Is he from Zim?
No, I'm not defending him, but I'm saying, like, you if I help you, yeah, and yeah. You're not grateful, I'm not gonna say you used
no,
me.
No,
I'm just gonna
on,
say you're not
hold
grateful.
On, hold on, Taff. First of all, it wasn't just like can't deny thing. There was a
careful with the microphone.
Okay, there was a couple of transgressions that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it seems like he must have had, he didn't really have any care towards her, which was, I think, maybe, because it seemed like from her reaction, she expected some sort of care towards her from him. Yeah? I think you can accept that. There was expected some sort of care. So there must have, even though it might have not been a fully finished relationship, there was some relationship established. The way he behaved in the aftermath, and when she needed him, showed that he didn't care, and showed that he didn't care about her. But the way she was, the way she treated him under the notion that he cared about her. Therefore, the fact that he didn't do and he just played along, just to get something out of her, then he used her.
Yeah. I see where you're coming from.
Because he did it, because she did all those things under the notion that he cared about her. So then he did use herself.
He used herself. It's actually plain and simple. I agree with you that yes, it's very interesting, but that's just the world that something like that can flip on its head at the end of it. Like, she was helping him. As soon as he denied her, she found out he was fucking other girls. It's very clear that everything he got from her and that he took from her, well, what she gave to him.
It could paint him as this evil genius. These times, he was just a bum that made
no one's saying
decisions.
He's an evil genius, but he used her.
And by the way, you guys are saying on the internet isn't for you. You might remember Hurt Bay.
Hurt Bay?
Who's yeah. Hurt Bay?
You don't remember Hurt
Bay? Tom, maybe we're different brothers, yeah? Yeah. Because you live on Twitter, fam.
I know Salt Bay because he's still relevant.
Okay,
but
Hurt Bay. Remember?
Oh, wait, Hurt Bay. Was he on Snap?
Remember on what's it called?
I know Fraud Bay.
No, it was this video.
Wait, hold on. Why do we like tossing Bay at the end of shit?
Remember, it was this video of what's it called?
No, but I think it's a thing though. Hurt Bay, Salt Bay, Sleep Bay, Fraud Bay.
Started with Hurt Bay, bro. Hurt Bay was the OG.
What did Hurt Bay do?
Hold on. I can't believe you guys don't even remember this.
Nah, but tell us.
No, listen. After that interview job, Hurt Bay brought out a lot, bro.
After the interview job. Wait, was it her who worked with the white guy? And they were on the interview?
Remember this?
Oh, her. Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is jokes.
Even just any meme. If you see them on Raw, you'd be like, Raw.
Oh, this is where it started.
Or Raw. Like you'll see them on Raw, like Raw. Or what's it called?
I can't lie, bro. I won't recognize them.
Either way.
No way. If you
all it takes is one of your friends. Or what is one of your partner's friends to say, didn't your girl do so and so? And you're put off. So her dating life, at least for the near future, will be affected.
Yeah, no, 100%.
You're right about the close circle. The close circle definitely, or even at that local area, fair enough. But when you talk about maybe outside that city, people
you think Dominic Soler was dating after that whole shit? My man had to go into hibernation, bro.
Congratulations for him still being alive.
Is he?
I
haven't heard anything about him since the video.
Fair enough, but that whole situation is honestly, you lose face in front of everyone after doing what he did. That is actually you can't go to any family gathering for at least until the new generation's born. You can't go to any family gathering.
That's a long time,
fam. I'm telling you, fam. Yeah.
I'm just saying, tell like that is mad. I just think there could have been a lot of damage control in her part, but I think the effect of what she is now by publicizing it, I don't really think it was worth it.
I mean, that's not for her to decide.
No, but public shaming is what we do as people, as humans. Like, It's just our thing.
I don't know about us humans.
It's normal. Like, public shaming's real.
I know. I just think, in my opinion, I think it's just better to take your L in private.
Yeah.
No.
I don't. I wouldn't.
But
I
when
wouldn't
it's time to prosecute
human.
People, we love a mob. That's what Twitter. Remember, I told you, Twitter's
calm.
A mob.
That's calm. But more time, shit will be outed by someone else.
Nah. But sometimes you can bring it to the team.
But more time, exactly. More time, the stuff that blows up on Twitter. When there's a mob of shit like that, that isn't that person. You think R. Kelly, if R. Kelly could have all his fucking court things under covers, yeah, and going to Twitter and shit like that, the guy would happily do it. You think he wants it to be public? That's why all these professional athletes and shit be paying off people
or make them sign settlements. Or make them sign non-disclosure agreements.
Non-disclosure agreements, because it's better to have no fucking thing at all than to even take it to court. Even if you're fucking not guilty.
Or tough.
It's long.
Do you think men are just freeing up the way some girls have really taken them for a dickhead? Like, how many guys have you met that would happily say, yeah, a girl just used me for a free ride? Or girls just used me for free food?
Not that many.
But you will hear the girls joking about, or hear other men joking about certain man doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Certain man being used for that. Because man them don't want to publicize their L. Like, it's something to be ashamed of.
True, and there's
no
way to
spin it.
You got
tickets for a dickhead.
And, true. Because the thing is, it goes down to how we see each gender. So a guy being a bum is bad because a man's meant to be a provider, isn't it? So you can say, yeah, look at this bum, da-da-da-da-da.
No, he's a bum.
Wait, think about it. A guy getting used for a free Uber or as a trip, yeah? Look at this guy, finessed him, da-da-da-da-da. So when he gets publicly shamed, it's different. So imagine a guy doing it to a girl, like, oh, yeah, I use this girl as a free Lyft or Uber. People are going to look at him like, bro, you're the one who took the L, fam. Why are you having women drive you around? You get me?
That's true.
And imagine if it was a guy that brought a woman into it now. Bro, you're the villain in that scenario.
Yeah, if a guy did what to a woman?
Like the sleep bathing to a woman.
Oh, yeah. People probably... Yeah.
He get like, if you reverse the gender, like, a lot of, like, people... I see why people don't like sometimes the argument of saying if it was a man, if it was a woman, because sometimes where it's applied can be a bit... You don't need to apply it there.
Yeah.
But the world we... Some of the things we say are influenced by, you know, the circumstance. It's a man and a woman, and the roles that they play influence, like, what we think about. Like I said, sometimes it is useful to reverse the roles and see how your perspective shifts on that same scenario, because it does, whether people like it or not.
I don't know. For me, I just take my L in private, move on. Maybe I couldn't do it. Not post on the internet. I've taken L's. Yes, I have. There's no reality where I could post an L I've taken on the internet. Maybe tell a funny story, but the serious L's, because everyone has taken these L's that they're embarrassed of. Mm. If you're actively dating, everyone's taking an L that you're embarrassed of.
Yeah.
No one's going to free up that information willingly. Maybe a small L that's a bit funny. You can have a little laugh about it and move on. But something like this.
I feel like this is... Taff is onto something here.
Do you think Dominic Soler would have willingly posted that video on the internet? if he was the only person with a copy of that video.
Depends what the narrative is here, Tom. If he was forced to do it, he needed evidence, he might need to post it.
No, I'm just saying. No, it was just him doing it for fun.
Wait, do you know what Dominic Soler did, Mo?
Oh.
He was basically caught on a flight of stairs giving this woman head.
At a party.
And that video of him, like, exposed, caught. Like, the camera light on him. Everything came out.
He was a bit mad.
So, yeah, it depends on what the scenario required him to do.
But let's move on to the second part of the episode. Red flags.
Whole lot of red.
Red flags. Tom, you put a poll out, didn't you?
My phone's over there.
Let's see.
Oh, shit.
I've only posted a few of them, so I don't know if anything new's come up.
Anyway, Mo, again, this is a hypothetical scenario, so let's say Mo's single.
Yep.
Just for this segment. All right, Mo, red flag when you're dating. Go.
Red flag.
Red flag when you're dating. Something that will make make you look at a girl wayward. I just look at her like something mad. It might be something hygiene wise.
A black woman, not in Africa.
You are this. You're despicable. You're despicable.
Man to the Labour voter.
I don't know if I could peep this early, like when you're dating, but if they're close-minded, I just, yeah.
Close-minded. Would you have tested questions?
Tested questions. I would never go into any situation. If I was dating, I wouldn't go into dating like, oh, if she doesn't answer these questions correctly, it's a no. But, when you go on dates and shit, you just talk. Stuff will come up. Like, you don't, some shit doesn't have to be prompted. Imagine, people will expose themselves.
Imagine she don't believe in BLM and it's been 3 months, George Floyd happens, and she's saying some mad stuff that you never know about.
Because if you don't believe in BLM, most likely you probably don't like black people like that, my guy. Why would you go on a date with me?
Okay. No, but some people do like black people, but the BLM movement is a bit...
But let's not even go...
For them. They'll see reason.
Let's not even go so far left, okay?
Yeah.
Let's just say something small. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're on a night out. She runs and hugs the bouncer.
You mentioned this a lot. Has this happened to you?
It's happened to someone that we know, and I'm not going to mention who it is.
But what does that mean, hugging the bouncer?
It means something's going on.
Nah.
You go and hug a promoter. Yeah. But it's not that bad. If you're hugging the bouncer,
unpack
this. It means you're willing to do whatever. You're capable of
I don't think it's that deep, honestly. Bro, I don't know what it means.
There's no hugging the bouncer and about willing to do whatever, fam. The bouncer's on shift. What, you think bouncer's going to leave the door?
Why are you hugging the bouncer, bro?
What if you're friends with them?
Hmm?
And you're a girl and it's a way to get in quickly.
Yeah.
Go hug the promoter, bro, not the bouncer.
That's just Tom's toxic masculinity.
Honestly, that's just Tom being toxic. We don't
toxic masculinity shit, and insecurities will not ruin this podcast.
Not the bouncer.
Amen.
We accept
the
women.
Bouncer.
Yes, we do.
What they do.
No,
fam.
At that's least right. The
so
promoter.
What, you're policing what your woman can hug or...
Her actions,
also, I'm also policing. Women can do whatever they want. It just depends on whether I'll be involved with them or not.
So, no, that's fair enough.
Tom's going to have some strong words with you, ladies, after hugging the bouncer.
There's no words for me.
You're going to get an Uber. Where do you know him from? Where do you know him from? Nah, man. Like, he's a bouncer, isn't he? Like, you shouldn't be speaking to him.
Listen, I can't even argue with these, man, but... The viewers know. If you see a girl hugging bouncer, there's an issue.
The viewers don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know. They
nobody
know.
Knows, Tom. Nobody knows.
You're asking, like, what's he protected you from? I can protect you. From now on, I'm your bouncer. No more hugging bouncers. Hug me.
No, it's just hugging bouncers. Just hella wild, bro.
It's not wild. It's insecurities of the toxic male, fam.
Nah, like, listen, if you're going to do something to get to somewhere, you aim for higher up the food chain.
It's like what? The managers? I don't think they show up to the club.
No, managers are there sometimes. Promoters, like big man. The bouncers, them are the agency brothers.
So yeah. What?
Look, bro, they're
deep,
the gatekeepers.
Tom, it's never that deep.
They're the gatekeepers. They're the gatekeepers.
Never that
fucking
deep.
Bouncers are fucking red flag.
I hope your wife hugs a bouncer.
Because these bouncers more time are uncles. They're not young brothers. These bouncers more time are uncles.
So what?
Unattractive brothers.
They don't have to be attractive to let you in the club.
As long as, bro, I think whoever's at the door, yeah, people are just going to kiss up to them anyway to try and get in.
Exactly.
The bouncers at the door, they want to get in quicker than everyone else. If they need to do a couple hugs, you should be grateful. All it is a hug, Tom.
Sometimes it's not just a hug. I've seen some.
What, a kiss on the cheek? A French kiss?
I've seen some terrible shit on door.
A French kiss? What's going on?
Because bouncers, some of these bouncers are scumbags.
Tom, you listen. So we need to leave this topic alone unless you're willing to admit that you've seen a bouncer do some shit that you don't like.
I've seen a bouncer do some shit I don't like.
To who? Someone that you know.
No. I didn't know the girl, but I knew who the girl was coming there to meet.
And what did the girl do?
Listen, all I'm saying, bouncer.
If it was just a hug, Tom.
It wasn't just a hug.
Then what was it?
Bouncer was copping a feel still. That was
a feel of what?
I was feeling
it consensual?
She didn't object to it. I don't know if it's special, but she was out here friendly, huggy afterwards. They seemed like that relationship seemed very normal to her.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't seem like she had any qualms with it at the time. I was just looking like...
Oh, that's completely different then. That's a reason to be put off.
And it wasn't, I'd say it's in a grey area. And it wasn't, anyway, let's move on.
What are you talking about? So if a girl does that, you're just going to be smiling off. Hey, John. Move through the door. Continue the rest of the night. Stuff it,
man. What I'm saying, talking about it is a fucking red flag.
Hey, it's one of them.
Taff, red flag?
What would be a red flag?
I feel like I usually have so many, but...
Dirty fingernails.
That's a good one.
That's fucking filthy. You honestly should have
shame. I need to cut my fingernails, actually.
You should have shame if you have dirty fingernails. Fingernails stay short. If I can keep my fingernails maintained, anyone should be able to.
A red flag for me is if they're boring or they have no substance to them.
No, that's not a red flag. That's just something that you don't... I mean, like...
Oh, no, something I like, needs to I be like short. That. I like
no,
that.
No, a red flag is a warning sign.
It is a warning sign, though. Like, imagine first date, yeah? You chat to them and nothing is coming out. For me, that's a red flag. Everything's over.
What if they're just shy or anxious?
But you can still see that someone that's shy has character, even in like the small conversation that they make.
I don't know about that one.
Because then you have to not be saying anything, bro.
Oh, true. Fair enough. Actually.
Like, you can be shy and still say you like fucking apple pie, bro.
I mean, yeah, but that would still be boring.
So yeah, like, but you can. The point is that you can still say something that has substance or weight to it. I think someone who wouldn't would probably be someone that has maybe social anxiety, like, oh, hopefully they don't judge my opinion or things yeah, that I like. That, so yeah. People that fall into that category might feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Tom, another red flag.
Another red flag.
You've got very opinionated ones, so good to hear from you.
You need to leave bouncers alone.
No, Jesse. Hugging bouncers isn't okay. It's not okay. It's very...
Oh, what about the girl that ate like a dog?
Oh, so the way you eat, yeah, that'd take the best.
That was foul to watch. Mm. That was actually disturbing to watch.
But maybe she was just hungry.
Mm. The food is going to your mouth either way. Just make sure it's delivered okay.
I think if she's too onto like the patriarchy and
Twitter girls. Oh, Taff, you reminded me. Period. It's the red. It's the caps all the time.
Do
for
people
me.
People talk like that in real life.
Yeah, bro.
No way.
Bro.
On a level. Actually,
careful with the mic.
Wait, Tom, let me get this one. Let me get this one, please. Please.
Like Taff, you know more. Go.
Because I'll say this, yeah. I personally think it's childish for someone to speak the way they do online in real life. Yeah. Like, they're different languages. They're different languages. Yeah.
It's slang.
Like, if someone went about in real life and said, lol, would you not just look at them like, what are you doing?
Wait, imagine someone said, soz.
Soz. Bro, what are you doing?
People said soz in older, like...
And it was still an issue.
That's but imagine said it soz. It was more as like a shorthand.
Imagine someone's going around saying... T-Y, W-Y-D.
No, but you lot are talking about acronyms before you were mentioning... You were mentioning things like it's...
Per. If someone said per to me in real life.
Or period.
I'd
period.
Be finished.
I always do this little thing with those like with the long ass nails. It was like, period. It's the toxic masculinity for me.
Bro, but honestly, someone spoke to me in trends. Because that's what they do nowadays. Yeah. I couldn't do it. It'd be a turn off.
Oh, what? If someone said it's giving what it needs to give. That one to me is just funny. It I'm gave tired. What it should have gave, and it is giving what it has given.
Like, it's funny on social media, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, I'll laugh in my room, I'll laugh in bed. I'm not laughing in real life.
But if I'm on a date... And you're speaking like that.
It's just odd.
Have some
But shit. Imagine someone's on a date like, Tom, you're giving what you're meant to give, Tom.
Period. What the fuck does that mean?
It means that you're giving what you're meant to give. Like, listen, bro, I wouldn't be mad if someone said this podcast has given what it was supposed to give.
If they said that in the comment section, fine. But
that's
not,
completely
not
different, Taff. No, you can't be talking to me like
you can't be
doing.
Talking to me. No,
but let's say you piss off a girl in it and she just ends the conversation like, period. That's still appropriate grammatically, surely.
How is it appropriate?
Period, as in the conversation's ended, period, or full stop.
No, it's not period. If they say the period with the T at the end.
The T is silent, bro.
Yeah.
Some girls pronounce the T.
Oh, then they didn't get the memo.
How do you pronounce the T?
They didn't get the memo.
Period. Bro.
You're joking.
They're donkeys, fam. The T's silent. Yo, you used to correct those
like
guys.
Periods.
They're forcing the T, fam. It doesn't even roll off the tongue with the T. It's period.
Nice. Just, but the fucking, what do you call it?
Oh, these,
Patriarchy, the ones that...
Believe
in... You know what? This is just personal to me, because you guys know how strong I feel about this, but I just hate being a victim. So if you want to go about being a victim for your entire life, just leave me alone. So it is.
That's very broad.
It's not broad. It's not broad. I feel like I've discussed it nearly every damn episode. It always comes back to victims nowadays.
To be fair, I think if, fair enough, whatever issues stem from the patriarchy, but if I start seeing a trend, every social issue I bring up, they somehow, no matter what it is, they will stem it back to the patriarchy. There's something going, there's something.
Hey
going
man, on. Sometimes all roads lead to Rome, am I right?
I'm the same.
No, but the patriarchy put aside, I just feel someone that's too onto that stuff to where, you know, they live and breathe. Imagine being on a first date with a girl and being like, oh, let me pay for this. And she goes, I can pay for myself. Or like, there's a certain
energy. I'd be like, I know you can. I'm just trying to be polite.
It's if not you wanna... because you can't. It's because I want to.
Bro, you know, I could never. Or
it's like, what's it called? Fair enough. Like, the girls have, there's the banter on Twitter. Because Twitter is a different, Twitter is just online. It's not the real world. Well, we're still on Twitter. It is what it is, but.
But real people are saying it.
It's the fact that, no, but some people don't understand that some people are just saying it because of Twitter. Some people don't actually carry out the lines like that, but some girls honestly just have the I hate men. Let's say that I hate men banter.
Mm-hmm.
That's on Twitter. Fair enough. It is. It's banter. But
is it really though?
But the way some people now start bringing it to practice in real life, bruv, I'm putting them in the same box as the incels. Allow it.
I mean, saying I hate men is just as tapped as saying I hate women.
Now I'm putting like fair. The thing is, I'm all for banter. Have your banter all you want, but if you start, people don't clock that the people that are originally saying this stuff, they don't live their lives that way. They don't.
Well, what's another?
But you, a disciple of Twitter, you want to
disciple of Twitter.
Tom, you're the prophet, fam. What are you talking about?
You're the one who comes at these topics, fam. More red flag.
Red flag. I think this is just standing it like stinky breath. It's just
those are, yeah,
so that's like, it's the hygiene manners. Ones are always, it's,
do you have any that's date, unique then? To you,
unique to me,
if you're in the comment section of Shared Butter.
Yeah, well, it's all right to stalk it like you as long as they don't comment. Nigga, if you're living out in Shadeborough anyway, fam, it doesn't matter.
I don't follow Shadeborough, allow me. But all I'm saying is that if you're camped out there, like every time someone says something opposing to your opinion, that's saying you become a keyboard warrior.
Oh, for me, is if they post like relationship goals.
Or like, what do you mean?
Or just relationship goal stuff, like posting random pictures of celebrities dating and say, I want what they have. And all that other nonsense.
Oh, first.
That to me is just like, you jobless biscuit, fam. Jobless biscuit. You're here looking at a little baby and whoever his current missus is talking about, they're the ones, and you aspire to be like that. Bro, face your front.
I'd say if they lived too much on social media. Like, I don't post. Doing this podcast itself is too much.
No,
for
but
me.
TikTok counts.
No, but I
don't. Oh, do you mean like an influencer?
Yeah, like, no, not even like an influencer, just like people that use social media like actively. I don't do it.
Bro, we've seen your thumbs, bro. I've seen steam come off that phone from how you move your thumbs.
So jarring. So jarring. Bro. I'm so tired. What is this?
You're on TikTok, babe.
Wait, listen.
That counts.
I scroll through TikTok. Yes. I'm not saying it's illegal to scroll through TikTok.
I think it means people that live their lives on social media.
Yeah,
like.
As in like what?
Bro, you don't know what I'm doing based off what? The only times you see me on social media is when you're with me in person, right?
Yeah.
You cannot say, Mo, you're on social media based off me posting anything, right?
Okay,
because I don't post. Yeah, don't post to TikTok, I don't post to Instagram, don't post on Snap, basically, yeah? If I was if someone I was interested in was posting every damn day on Instagram or Snap, I'd be bored.
Jobless.
It's not even that I'm saying you're jobless, it's just like, your life is too out there. I don't know. I'm a private person. Your life is just too out there.
If they put, if they were just very public.
Yeah, just too public. I guess it's just too public for me.
Yeah, fair.
Just run me the wrong way. I'm not saying it's illegal, but. Yeah.
They'll expose everything, fam.
Expose what?
As in, like, whatever you do, fam. Like, I can't believe that. Like, you'll just be on Twitter. Like, your whole relationship could be documented on Twitter.
It could be.
Oh, what's it called? Oh, shit. That shit just slipped my mind. My days.
I hate forgetful niggas, fam.
I hate niggas with glasses.
I hate black people.
That we already knew that
escalated
more.
Quickly.
We already knew that more. Like that wasn't a surprise.
I mean,
Just joking.
A lot of truths were said in that exchange.
I love you, black people. I love me.
He just doesn't like poor people.
Yeah. One day we need to talk about that.
What? Me?
No, not that. Not that. We need to have a discussion on wealth versus, socialism. Is it socialism? Sorry. Classism versus racism.
What do you mean versus racism?
Like, which one's the real or bigger issue here?
Real or bigger? I mean, they're both real. I don't know about which one's the bigger
issue.
Like
I said, we'll have that conversation.
I mean, how are they not both real, Taff? What are you talking about?
No. Sorry, which one's worse
Feels
between
like
the
Taff
two?
Is in the same boat as Mo now.
No.
Taff.
We're not in the same boat.
No.
I'm not in a boat.
He's in a party, Tom. Get it correct. But you know, like I said, it's a conversation for another day. We don't need to get into class and race. I mean,
hey, I'm dead. But what's it called? For me, it's kind of sponsored posts when you're not an influencer. You get no money. You're tagging these brands in pictures of clothes that you bought. You bought that with your money. You're
Can you say her name real quick? I just want to see something.
Say what name?
Her name. Say her name. Who is she?
You want to see those pictures of you asleep on the timeline, bro? Love.
Yes, I do.
Love.
That's hella specific, fam.
Yeah.
I didn't even know people do that.
People do
For you that. Need to know someone that does that to even say what you just said.
Exactly.
I've met a few people that do that.
Mm-hmm. You've met them. Can you go on record? Like, look at the camera real quick and say
all,
that.
First of all, I've met them. I've seen people that are just on my timeline, sponsored posts that literally do nothing on Instagram, but they're still sponsored on my timeline. I don't know. People are actually tagging brands in like pictures that they bought the clothes with the money that they got from the 9 to 5.
No, but I swear sometimes that can lead to like actually getting picked up as like a model.
Do what you do,
bro. Bro, there's so many models that get picked up. I think, yeah, that one's just mad. I think just doing a lot on social media and you're not even getting paid for
doing the most.
I think that one's just. Not a red flag, but that's just in general. It's a waste of your own time, bro. If you're not making peace from it, just move on. Mm. It's a waste. What else would be a red flag?
But they're moving a bit mad on the timeline. People,
would you say weave?
What? I'm gonna continue speaking. We're not unpacking that. We're not unpacking that. We're not unpacking that.
No, so what did you?
We're gonna leave that right where it is, Taff. We're gonna put Taff just like last episode. We're gonna put a pin in that, and we're gonna continue.
I'm interested in that.
I was only joking.
No, just like when Mo went on his rampage last episode, we're gonna put a pin in that. It's not the last episode. The episode recorded before this, but we're gonna put a pin in that. I'm gonna leave Taff's problems with black women. We'll leave that to discuss.
Oh,
your page.
Please, white women wear weave too.
Okay. Anyway,
what are you gonna say, Tom?
People that take timeline banter too seriously. People at home. It's like when you're bantering, like let's say a tweet replies, and all of a sudden it'll be like, "What if it was your mum? Your mum is a black woman." I'm like.
But she is.
Like she is, but like
you're not wrong.
Like your mum's your mum's a woman.
You're not wrong.
Then it's like, what if he's your dad? They will just take it so far left. And it might, like if it was a serious issue that you talk about, fair enough. But if you're about it, allow it, bro.
This generation is too soft, man.
It is. Like, when speaking about jokes, yeah, we need to talk about comedy in this country, fam. And
okay.
Why people.
Thank you for listening to Slider's podcast.
Wait, whoa.
No. Tom, thank you for listening
to Slider's podcast. You're ruining the episode, Tom.
No, I'm not ruining nothing.
Wait, bro. Comedy
you're
is.
You're trying to ruin this whole fucking brand. Because I know exactly where you're going with this conversation, so leave it alone.
Okay, I won't go into it, but just so that our viewers have an insight. So it's
Wait, you talking about Dave Chappelle?
I just wanted to talk about Dave Chappelle and, you know, how, not even going into that specific topic, but on the same tip you're on about how people take certain jokes too far. And Mo is right. It goes into his whole victimhood movement that people are trying to do.
You're a victim.
You get me? Like, jokes are just jokes. And I feel like some jokes are hurtful, but it just is what it is. That's the nature of jokes sometimes, to be hurtful.
Mm.
You get me?
But and it's all jokes made in jest.
And it's not fair for some people. Some people are hurt. And their hurtfulness costs someone else their job or livelihood because of how hurt they are.
Oh, before you finish,
mm-hmm.
That's the last thing I actually want to do. Is like, it fully slipped my mind. The activists.
What about activists?
On the road, the one blocking traffic.
Oh, the Insulate Britain people.
Is that what they are?
Yeah.
To be fair, I don't even know what's going on with that movement, fam.
All I'm saying, fuck them, man. Fuck them, man. Yeah, man. I don't give a damn. But never mind your cause. You are stopping regular people from getting to work. So fuck you. And the lady that got dragged off the road serves you fucking right.
She's not listening.
I don't care. All I'm saying, it serves you right, mate.
Can't they do normal stuff like tie themselves to trees and stand outside Parliament?
Well, block the car parks with these big ass corporations, bro. Allow it.
Yeah, and maybe.
Just stop stopping regular people from carrying out the daily work. You're not getting anyone to your cause. No, you're not adding no one to your cause.
If there's one final thing I wanted to say about this, you know, and I'll probably reiterate this in all the future episodes from this point forwards, actually. Yeah. It's very easy to be a victim. It takes a lot to heal and move forward with your life. And you can't move forward until you do. This has been Stardust Podcast. I've been your host, Wes Mo, found him on the pod, aka The Wild Card. Today, you've been joined by...
Who's Tough? Find out on the pod, aka The Champion.
And your boy, Tom, voice of the streets. Yeah, this is what it is. All right, guys, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. We forgot to do it at the start again. But get this shit to 200 subscribers. We're at 177 now, so we need 23.
Yeah.
Get to 250. Go on your brothers, your sisters, your mums, your dads, your uncles, your aunties, cousins' accounts. Go to our YouTube channel and just subscribe. I don't give a shit.
Those will just be empty views.
I don't care. Do what you have to do.
Just share with your friends.
I'm fine with two active subscribers than 1,000 people that don't even watch you, fam. Because it's not reflected in the views, fam. You'll have 1 million subscribers. Is that not embarrassing?
No, but if you have, you know that when you're sub to a channel, it pushes videos to your homepage on YouTube, yeah, on your phone or wherever you watch it. So if you're subscribed and then you see a topic that you like, even if you aren't normally an avid watcher, if you see a topic that you like, you'll click on it.
I also want to shout out some people before we end.
Who are you shouting out and are they paying you?
These are actually our subscribers.
Yeah. That look at yourself.
Oh, fair enough then.
You're ungrateful fool.
Yeah, he didn't let me know that though.
Some honourable mentions, please, Tom.
Most sisters subscribed.
Oh, shout out. Oh.
Thank you.
Shout out my sister, yeah.
Thank you.
Family. Took her a while though. This channel's been there for a long time.
Good point.
Although to be fair, she's been listening to us more than watching us, so that's why.
Most girlfriends also promote our podcast, so thank you to you too.
Shout out to my girl. Shout out to Yash.
Thank you.
Hey, man's getting bare.
My name is Amine.
She commented.
That's the one that you were talking to in the comment section. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a passive graphic comment. She presented a well thought out argument. And I rate you.
She edited it. Well, she or he, sorry, edited it twice as well. I was watching it every single time the comment changed. I loved it.
But I just like the fact the way she was putting forward the ideas. The fact is she's commenting on our stuff as well.
Yeah. But at me again, see what you get, yeah? At me again. I'm joking.
That was Mr. Nice moment.
But it means she's actually watching our stuff all the way through. So thank you to you too.
That's true, actually. That's true.
Peter Griffin. He was a new subscriber. That's just his name on the channel, bro.
Yeah, it sounds like some Family Guy kind of guy.
And Indigo Ocean.
Shout out.
Yeah, you people need to start using your real names, you know. Don't be afraid of the internet.
If you want to DM me, DM me. If you want to talk about the podcast, I don't know. Or if you want to come on if you're in Newcastle.
Yeah.
Let me know if you have something to talk about.
We still need to invite Thing.
Well, we do have one subscriber we need to invite on the podcast, to be fair.
Wait, which guy?
I can't remember his name, to be fair.
In the DMs, yeah.
And Killer T. Again, these people are just commenting on our stuff, watching our stuff. They actually like our stuff. So thanks, guys. I actually do appreciate you, man.
Damn. Really do. You know what? Yeah, shout out my family again.
Yeah.
Hey, that's lit. Hey.
Shout out my sister. She watches this every week.
Shout out my sister. I told her I do a podcast and it's up to her to find it.
I'm going to send you this link.
No, Tom, please.
Oh, I shout out our boy Fola. Listen.
Fola.
We're also going to appreciate the people that actually we know that watch it every week.
Yup.
So Fola.
Terrell.
That's my guy.
Shout out my mom, because I know she watches it. And she's a black woman and she didn't go back to Africa and she wasn't upset. So if you're upset, shut your mouth. Anyway.
Shout out Relaka as well.
Shout out to Relaka.
She watches it every week. She actually
shout out Leandro.
Podcast with her, so.
Oh, that's
shout
good.
Out.
Yeah. Who else? Leandro as well posted.
Shout out
Instagram.
Jesse Nelson. Yeah. Oh, okay. You do you, man.
Fuck you.
You know, Black Queens.
You have to ruin it. You have to ruin it, fam.
Wait, you ruined it.
Listen, I'm tired of this guy. He comes on this podcast with his conservative banter and expects us to laugh at him.
Are you a victim?
No, I'm not a victim.
You got a victim written all over your face, man.
I'm
just
standing up for what I believe in. You come here with this conservative swag talking about Black people anyhow. Listen, hey, oh my days.
Actually, shout out Jesse, man.
You know if you were Black, you'd be done out.
I would be, but I probably have different views.
No, your views would be amplified. Yeah. They'd be justified this time.
You never know.
Well, I actually appreciate you, man, that DM us on Instagram, comment in our videos.
Mm-hmm.
People that actually have just let us know that they like our content, that have messaged us about our content.
We'll remember you.
Whether you agree with what we say or not, we appreciate the engagement. We're happy to have a dialogue about stuff we talk about.
Shout out to the people that say hi in person.
Like any of us,
you know, we're not always in the same place at the same time. So if you've ever seen any of us out,
if you ever see me, don't be afraid to come up to me.
Be afraid. Mo's not an approachable guy.
Mo's not a nice person.
Listen, all I'm going to say is,
especially if you're Black,
if you look a certain way to Mo, don't approach Mo.
I was scratching my head.
If you're Black or below the poverty line, maybe Mo isn't the best person to approach.
Wow. Okay. it's all right to approach me. Just approach me in a calm manner, you know.
Casual.
Oh, Josiah.
In a quiet.
Shout out to Josiah.
In a quiet manner.
In a quiet manner.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway,
that
guys,
is just so horrendous what you guys have done.
Guys, make sure you like, comment. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Follow us on TikTok.
Yep.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yep.
Like
and Black Woman. As a podcast, we apologize for the views shared by our member, and we have spoken to Mo, and he has seen the correct way.
I have not. I don't know what you're talking about.
We're going to cut that. We're going to cut that.
Cut it then.
We're going to cut what you're talking.
You can cut it. Oh, you know what? Yeah.
Anyway.
You're scummy.
Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Make sure you also follow us on all streaming platforms.
Yep.
Share a friend. Get us to 200 subs. This was the fucking longest intro, bro.
This is the outro.
They're always long, but today we actually used to do something productive.
We were productive. Yeah.
You know, shout out all the people.
Shout out them.
Even if we didn't mention you by name, maybe you made a comment earlier on.
I'm going on to our Instagram DM side. I was literally just on our YouTube notifications naming people. So people that DM us on Instagram as well, shout out you, man.
You know what? Shout out Christina Leo, because she commented on a couple of videos when we first started the YouTube thing.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that? And a couple of
fellow YouTubers.
She wasn't in the medicine.
Tom, I don't know about who is that, man. That's just
big man.
Hella bigoted. You see Tom, yeah? Voice of the streets. I mean, he's forgotten people already.
One, two likes and your head just...
Trust me, just...
You can't even stand up anymore.
Tough. I've known you for 8 years and I will still call you Terrell before I call you Tough. Names isn't something I'm good at.
Oh, please.
Anyway, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sliding out.